middle of discussing the machlokes, the Ran and Rashi regarding Dover Sheish Matirim, where the Gemara tells us that if you have a case of a Beitza Shanol that is not subject to Bittul. Rashi writes that the underlying Svara is Vashi Tachlinu, the Isser Tachlinu Beheter, and the Ran and the Dharmadav Nundayz that writes that this is an expansion of Minu Mino, which is not considered to be Bittul. We start to discuss many differences between the two possible shitas. The possibility that Dover Sheish Matirin indeed could be a din daraisa, not just merely a chumra drabanan. Rashi, who writes here, Acha tochenu biser tochenu heter, Rashi writes, it's explicit in Gemara, but Metzian Daf and Gimel, that this is a din drabanan. Midaraisa is subject to bittul, but the chamim say that, you know what, there's certain cases that we don't allow you to rely on simply the din daraisa. Why not? Because again, Acha tochlenu be'iser, tochlenu be'eter. And Rashi writes, it's explicit, and that sugi as a din d'rabbanan, and that is the underlying svara. And the Kesef Mishnah who writes, in Me'ilah Zayin Vav, that maybe that's not true. Dover Sheish Matirin is possibly a hagdara d'araisa. Baal Shem Shab, this possibility, not muchach, but this possibility, is based on the structure of the Ran, because the difference between min b'mino, min b'sheno mino, is not a chumre d'rabbanan. That is true, mi'ikar hadin daraisa. And now one can question the chiddush to argue that a dover sheish lamatirin is reduced to min b'mino, because the iser is not sufficiently potent in order to transform the taruvos into a min v'she'eno mino. Maybe that could be a chumre drabanan, or maybe that possibly could be the ikar hadin daraisa. Then we saw a next point, and that was the slav, the sugyan daf chav dalet, where the Gemara distinguishes between Tiltul and Achil when it comes to a case of a Safik Muchan Sachidish. The Noda Bida writes that that also could be rooted in this particular issue. Why is that true? What is the fundamental difference in Tiltul as opposed to Achila? One could suggest many possibilities, Daraisa, Ke'en Daraisa. Noda Bida writes the following, repetition, frequency. When it comes to Achila, the Achila Chas Chepetz is once. You're dealing with a hanash shel kilui, where as a result of what you've done, the object no longer exists. In such a case, it's just a question of now or later, now or later. Then I can apply the svar v'acha tochen abisser, tochen abeheter. If something is to be done repeatedly, it's not a matter of, you know what, that there is one time that I have in order to utilize the chayfetz. It's just a question of whether it's now or later. Maybe then can argue, acha tochen abisser, tochen abeheter. However, when it comes to, for example, matirin the kabel, well, the chiddush that the tzlach writes that is not true, and maybe that's why we would argue that when it comes to tiltul, that is called a dover she'en la matirin, achil is considered to be a dover she'yesh la matirin. That's a common ha'ara that the tzlach has. The most fundamental nafkamina is as follows: this notion of dover she'yesh la matirin that's not subject to bittul. How does this apply to a taruvus which is min v'she'eno mina? So the Rambam writes a Siddush in Hilchos Machalos Asura, Perek Tezvav, Halach Yebeis, Yiro Ali, that even when it comes to a dover sheish lamatirin, if the taruvus is min v'she'eno mina, that is considered to be batel as long as it is not no same time. Why would one distinguish between those cases of min b'mino or min v'she'eno mina when it comes to a dover sheish lamatirin? If it's really a question of acha tochlenu be'iser, tochlenu be'eter, that is applicable whether it is min b'mino or whether it is min she'eno mino. But according to the Ran, you understand very, very well. According to the Chiddush of the Ran, if the whole lumdus of Dover Sheish Lamatirin is that, if Dover Sheish Lamatirin is min b'mino, in such a case, b'med v'ramamurim, with min b'mino, if you have something that on its face is min v'she'eno mino, so therefore that indeed will be subject to bittul. And the Rambam writes, that's why mi'ikar hadin, that's limited. Dover sheish matirin to min b'mino, not to cases of min v'she'eno mino, baltisma al chametz pesach. And the Rambam writes that don't be concerned about chametz and pesach, because chametz and pesach has different hagdaros, where chametz and pesach is not batel, because it's a dover sheish matirin, and that even applies to min b'mino as well. And that is because, after all, that's even true. Shehatora amra, kol machmetzes lo sochelu. Pashut shat in the Rambam that there are certain cases of taruvos but not be osir b'chalot harakula, but they are osir on Pesach based on that pasuk. The Rambam has a separate law of teruvos chametz. The Ramban and Sefer Mitzvos is so bothered. Why would you have a separate law? It depends on the potency of the teruvah. If it's batal, it's batal. If it's not batal, that's an isser. That's an isser ve'en. That's a fascinating chiddush. Is the isser teruvos just simply that it's not batal, and you're back to hadrid isser kama, this which is considered to be ve'en? Okay, that's a fundamental difference. A further possible difference is the question again of an isser which is lizman, an isser lizman. Are those synonymous? A davar sheish matirim and an isser lizman. So when the Rambam describes in Uchas Macholos Asuros and Tesfotes why it is that Chametz Pesach is not batel, the Rambam invokes a davar sheish matirim. Chametz Pesach is considered to be a davar sheish matirim. We mentioned a couple of times the Machamos Pesachim Dav Zayin that even though halacha lemaisa that really is not true, once the chametz is aser, it's an isser olam because of a knas. Of Chamesh Lava Pesach, yes, a knas is chumrah, it's to your detriment, it is not to your betterment. You cannot argue now that there's a knas, Chametz now is considered to be a davar sheh, ein lo matir, and therefore it's subject to bittul. The knas is chumrah, the knas is not considered to be lekula. But in principle, the chiddush of the Rambam Shita, that Chametz Pesach is a davar sheish lo matirin, and the Mordechai disagrees. The Mordechai, the very beginning of Maseches Beitza, and the main Marmalkim of the Mordechai, the second Parakim Sachim, in Oz Tavkuf Ayin Gimel. That's where the Mordechai writes, there's a big difference between a matir as opposed to that which is an iser lizman. Should one make that distinction? So this is what the Tzlach writes in Arsugya, that l'chorah that should be an outgrowth of Rashi, and Rashi in the Ran. If you're dealing with the Sfar of Achatoch Leno B'Isser, Toch Leno B'Heter, why should that blundus matter? Why should that make any difference whatsoever? The bottom line is eating it now is problematic. Eating it later is problem-free. So therefore, that's not so unusual. Sometimes when push comes to shove, we're going to rely on klali hora, whether it's ro, whether it's chazaka. But if efshel levarer, if somehow that you can navigate without relying on holchenach harov, without relying on Holchin Achara Chazaka, so in such a case you would do so. Why rely on the Kula of Vittel if you can navigate and you can create simply the situation where it is absolutely problem-free? And you're going to tell me, oh, there's a difference between Matirna as opposed to Issel Isman. Why would that be true? Why would you go ahead and risk eating this on Pesach if Lachra Pesach, Mikra Dindaraisa, it's mutter Bachila? But if you argue that something, no, is an Issel Isman as opposed to Dovah Sheish Matirin, the Nodivir writes, that could be fundamental according to the Ran. We're dealing with the Chomer Ha'avera. Is this something that will dissipate? In which case I can argue that that's incapable of transforming the Chepetz into Min V'Shein Amino, or do you argue that no, the Isser is Kaya, and that transforms? Wow, the Isser is impactful. This is transformative. And maybe there's a difference between an Isser that is subject to a Heter, as opposed to an Isser which really is not subject to a Matir, subject to a Matir. There are certain examples, for example, that the Gemara will tell you, this relatively speak is an Isser Kal, because Yeshno B'Sheila, is something indeed that can be uprooted. There's a Heter which is built into the Isser. When we discuss the sugya of Kvod HaBriyos, no? Brachas Yotes, Brachas Dav Kafa Medale, that Kvod HaBriyos can be doch Yisur, the Reis of B'Shev Al Ta'asa, B'Shev Al Ta'asa. Yeah, but what do you mean? A Nazir is Matami the Meis Mitzvah. A Nazir is Matami, that's Tosus is Kasha, no? Oh, Rashi writes, you know, there's no Isser of Tumah when it comes to Meis Mitzvah. Tosus says, no, there is an Isser. But realize, Nazirus is relatively weak because there's a Heter, there's a Matir. Yeshno B'Sheila. If you have an Isser which could be Paka, that's an indicator that it's a weaker Isser. Chametz Pesach is a weak Isser. Chametz Pesach is a weak Isser because what? It's only for certain windows, because it doesn't apply Chutz LePesach. That's an indicator that it's an Isser Kal. When you have an Avera that there's a built-in Matir, that I will argue, that is considered to be an Isser Kal, an Avera Kala, and therefore, you know what, that Maybe one could argue that that's called min bamino. It doesn't have the capacity to transform. And Isser Lizman is an Isser Kal. Chametz v'Pesach, where there's a Chi of Kares, is called an Isser Kal because it doesn't apply every day of the year. Isn't there a fundamental difference between an Isser Lizman as opposed to cases which indeed are considered to be Dover Sheish Lamatirin? That fundamental difference, l'chora, should be rooted in Rashi in the Ran. According to Rashi, why is any of that relevant? The bottom line is that if you could eat something beheter, why go ahead and rely on a kula of? A kula, what are kulas? Bittel, safek, we'll have to see the Gemara Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Maybe one can't compare those two cases. But one example of a kula would be reliance on a safek l'kula. Maybe another example of a kula would be reliance on bittul. Why would you do any of that, if it can be indeed problem-free? But if it's a question of the potency of the Avera to transform, mivishenu mino. So therefore, maybe there's a fundamental difference between an Issel Hazman as opposed to a Davar Sheish Lamatirin. And yes, it is a Gemara that Chametz, the Pesach is not batel. That clearly is indeed a Gemara. But who says it's because of the Rambam, Perek Tezvav, of Davar Sheish Lamatirin? Maybe it's not subject to bittul because chametz is very chomor. And since chametz is very chomra, chumra de chametz is not subject to bittul. And what is the chomra of chametz? We mentioned that Ramban, that very Ramban. Mochamos amsachim adav zayin, kareis, bar rabbi matzei, lobedili inish minei. Those are examples of the chumra. Yeah, and we discussed yesterday, no, the nafkaminas. What really is the koveya? Is the koveya kareis? Is the koveya bar rabbi matzei? Is the kovei lobedili inish minei? With very, very significant nafkaminas between them. But the Rambam sheet is that, what do you mean? This is exactly considered to be an Isser Lizman and Davar Sheish Lamatirin, and therefore maybe that again is a function of this machlokes. And then we pointed out to another difference as well, that Pri Negadim, that let's assume that coupled with our sugya, that you have a Beitza Shenolda, let's assume there's a significant problem. It's a Beitza Strefa, which is forbidden min ha-Torah. Ironically, the Pri Negadim writes that according to the Ran, the existence of a hefty, potent Isser should make it worse. Maybe makes it better. Now, according to Rashi, stay away. There are multiple Isurim. According to the Ran, ironically, one could argue if there are multiple Isurim, so therefore now it is called Min, V'she'eno Mino, and indeed it's subject to Bitla. Well, so many possible differences in terms of, well, the Ran and Rashi. One of the difficulties, of course, is as follows. The Ran writes this magnificent construct, min b'mino, min b'she'eno mino. Is the Ran disagreeing with avshe tochlenu, b'iser tochlenu b'heter? The Ran is simply arguing that there's more to davar sheish lamatirin than simply avshe tochlenu b'iser tochlenu. But maybe it's that and more. Not that I don't disagree. It's that and more. Sometimes, you know, it's an issue of min bamino. In addition to. Why do I stress indeed that this is true? Because of our Gemara. You know what? The Gemara is bothered by this case of a Beitza Shenolda. No? The Gemara says the following, you know? Number one, the Braisa says Sfeik Asur. Number two, is that the Bittulish. So the Gemara really is bothered. How do you understand these cases? Why should it be? Oh, when it comes to the Bittul issue, okay, I understand. That's a Davar Sheish Lamatirin. What about when it comes to the Safek issue? No. Why Sfeik Asur? So what is the Gemara answer? Oh, maybe for that you have to come out to an Issa D'Oraisa. We're talking about a Beis HaShtreifa. The Gemara is bothered, no? If it's a Beis HaShtreifa, I understand why Sfeik Asura, that's Safek D'Oraisa L'Chumra, but why is no Bittul? Treifa is a permanent Issa. that's a davar sheino matirin. And if it's a davar sheino matirin, therefore it's to be shalit to bittul. Oh, so the Gemara now, a whole different approach. We're talking about a beis hashtreifa. Sveika asura because of sveika daraisa l'chumra. You know why it's subject or not subject to bittul? Nothing at all to do with yesh matirin and matirin. You know what the issue is a beis considered to be a davar chashuv. If a beis is labeled as a davar chashuv, guess what? We'll have to see what the hagdari is, but sometimes a davar chashuv is not batim. Sometimes a davar chashuv is not batim. Okay? We'll have to see when that's true, and what's the hagdari, and what's the kein daraisa, that there's no bittul within the davar chashuv. See, I understand the whole lamdus of bittul means I don't view this in isolation. I view it holistically, in combination. Combination. Is everything in life viewed in combination? Is everything in life viewed in combination? Is that really true? You know what? A person is buying a sack of grain. I ask you, how many grains? How many grains? You don't assess grains individually, no? Well, of course, there's certain items that are cold that are understood in combination. There are certain things that's certainly not true. You're not going to purchase a fistful of diamonds. No. Each diamond is going to be assessed individually. And maybe very mistaken. If you're talking about something that's assessed collectively, oh, that opens itself to the concept of bittul. No? If you are dealing with that which is viewed individually, why should I be subject to bittul? I never view it through the lens, the perspective of a mass, a conglomerate. I always view these. So guess what? There's certain things that are viewed independently and not subject to bittul. So the Gemara suggests an interesting chiddush. Maybe that's true of a beitza as well. A beitza as well. You know what? We don't buy a million grains, but we do buy a dozen eggs. No? In other words, the unit of an egg is an individual unit in the sense that, you know what, a grain is missing, you're not going to scream. You buy a dozen eggs and a couple eggs are missing. You're going to argue, oh, that's a davar sheva minyan. And a davar sheva minyan is not batel, because we don't view it in combination. We view it in isolation. Oh, and the Gemara is going to go through its whole discussion. No? And that is that really true? Is a basic considered to be so chashuv that it's called a davar sheva minyan, and therefore it's not subject to bittul. Certain things yes, other things no. Oh, and that's the sugya of dalav adalav and dalav adalav. Wow. Oh, so maybe we could argue the combination that at once a beis hashtreifa is an issa daraisa, and that's why sveik asura. And the reason the braisa holds that it's not subject to bittul, nothing to do with yesh matirin, but it's because it's a davar chashuv. Because it's a davar chashuv. Okay, very good. Nothing at all to do with that. Wow, so that's understand the braisa. Forget about the whole sugya of a beis hashanot. We're talking about a beis hashtreifa. And in a beis hashtreifa, sveika daraisa l'chumra, because a beis hashtreifa, like a treifa, is asur min haTorah, yotze min haasa. And it's not subject to bittul because of a side sugya, because a beis, according to the braisa, is considered a davar chashuv that's not subject to bittul. Okay, fine. All of a sudden, Daftalam and Aleph, Rav Ashi speaks up. What in the world? What's the whole issue here? No? A beitza shenod is a davar sheish matirin. And the lundus of beitza shenod and davar sheish matirin, it is not just that it's not subject to bittul, but also sveika asura. Also, sveika asura. So everything is straight, no? You have a beitza shenoda, which is a davar sheish matirin. The fact that something is a davar sheish matirin has two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is safek. One nafkamina is bittul. And that's exactly the braisa. A beitza shenoda is a davar sheish matirin. And therefore, sveika asura and im nisarva kulin asuras. Okay, you know what? You kind of scratch your head a little bit, yeah. But what was troubling the Gemara the whole second half of this daf, no? You have all omid of Gemara, no? How do you understand the price? Oh, you have to assume that's simple. It's talking about a beis hashtreifa. And you have to assume it's the davar sheva minyan. a regular Beis Hashanoda is the Rav Sheshem Matirin, and therefore, Sveika Asura. You know what the Gemara was assuming all through Gimel Beis, the Tav Adagam and Aleph? That even if something is a Dover Sheish Lamatirin, that only explains why it's not Batel, but it doesn't explain Sveika Asura. It doesn't explain Sveika Asura. That's the assumption of the Gemara, no? The fact that a Beis Hashanol is a Dover Sheish Lamatirin, that's going to help me with Im Nisar V'Kulan Asuras. But it's not going to help me with Sveika Asura. So I'm stuck. So you have to revamp. And all of a sudden, Rav Ashi says, what in the world are you talking about? What do you mean? If it's Sveika Asura, it's Sveika Asura, it's Sveika Asura. What exactly is the pull? What exactly is the tension? Well, I'll tell you the problem. According to the Ran, it's great. The difficulty is great. What's the maskana? The difficulty is great. You know what the lumbus of Dover Sheish Matirin is? Dover Sheish Matirin lumbus is called Min Bamina. And Min Bamina is not Batel. What in the world does that have to do with Safek? What in the world does that have to do with Safek? The whole uniqueness of a Dover Sheish Matirin means that the Isser is not potent enough to label it as Min Bashen Omino. That is uniquely halach when it comes to Bittul. You see the Ran, you see the Gemara. It's great. No? The Gemara says the fact that a Beis Hashanah Dover Sheish Matirin, that's not going to explain the Braisa, because that's only going to help with Im Nisarim, it's not going to with Sveik Asura. You know what the answer is? You're right. Asan the Safek Trefa. Aye, Trefa's Batal. Dover Sheish Matirin. Forget about Minyan. Oh, okay. You know what's really difficult according to the Ran? So, what all of a sudden now happened? All of a sudden Rav Ashi speaks up and says, what? No, that's not true. Dover Sheish Matirin is relevant to the Sugya of Safek. How in the world does that work according to the Ran? Min Bamino, Min Bashemino has no relevance to Safek. No relevance to Safek. You know what I would tell you? Pashup Shat, the Maskana Sar Gemara is Rashi. Is Rashi. No. The Svar of Dover Sheish Matirin is Ad Shetochlenu Bisser Tochlenu Be'et. I'll give you a couple of examples of Tochlenu Bisser. One is Al Yidei Bittul. One is Al Yidei Safek Drabban Lakumo. Is there any Sana Shavah Shavahem? Of course. These are both klalei hora that will view al pidin as a kula. And therefore, why rely on a kula today if you can just be patient and the whole issue will resolve itself? That's not limited to bittul. That applies to the world of suffix as well. You know what I would tell you? I mean, that can't be the shock batari of the Gemara. But you know what I would tell you? The Maskana Sagamara is great according to Rashi. No? Great according to Rashi. That's exactly what Rav Ashi says. Dover Sheish Matirin has a twofold reference. Not only Bittul, even Safek as well. You know what's difficult according to Rashi? What was the Gemara bothered by? What was the whole struggle? If it's Dover Sheish Matirin, and Dover Sheish Matirin means don't rely on kulas, so it's obvious that therefore, don't rely on Bittul and don't rely on a Safek Drabban Lakula. No? What was the problem? You know what I'll tell you the problem is, but this we're going to have to really work on. No? You know what Rashi is assuming the Gemara is telling you? Relying on Bittul is a Kula. Safek Drabban Lakula? Is that a Kula? Is that so obviously a Kula? Let me phrase it a little differently. V'makom Safek Lagozer Be'Rabban. That's a kula. The Chachamim created mitzvos, isurim, but the Chachamim built into, that's the Rambam, the Ramban, and Shorash Rishon, in Sefer Mitzvos, Kach Yisnu. They built into the isur or the mitzvah d'Rabbanan that this is bavadei and napa makom safek. Kach Yisnu. You know, that's the kash the Rabbah against the Rambam. The Rambam holds for Takanos, Gzeiros, Minhagim, the beginning of Chos Mamrim, there's a lav d'araisa of Losasar. So the Rabban writes, if there's a lav d'araisa of Losasar, why are there different kolonim for dinin d'Rabban and dinin d'araisa? Every din d'Rabban is a issa d'araisa of Losasar. You know what the answer is? Kach yisnu, the Ramban writes. The Chachamim purposely set it up that way. That b'makom vado, do this, b'makom sach, do that. That was the deal. Those were the terms. You know what I would tell you? Yeah, that l'chor is poshub shat the Gemara, according to Rashi. Even though the svara of Dover Sheish Matirin could be relevant to Bittul and Safek, but the Gemara is not willing to grant that. The Gemara assumes Bittul, I understand, is reliance on a kula. You know? You have three salamis, two are kosher, one stray. You turn your back, and so I take the salamis, I juggle them, and now I say, you eat, eat. No? There's Bittul. You're going to eat? You're going to eat all three? And rely on, you know what? Maybe Bittul in Achinami is a kula. Bittul is a kula. Midini hachra. Who says safek drabanan is considered to be a kula? Is a kula. You know what Tosus writes? Menachos das samapav. Sfiras omer is only drabanan bezmanazen. So what does Tosus say? Therefore, count benashmashos. Count benashmashos. Because benashmashos is safek yom safek laiva. And you could be yotzi sfiras omer right now. Chazal were misakein. That you can count Sira during Ben HaShemashos. Wow. As opposed to arguing, you know what? Good, it's a Dinder Rabbanan, but Ben HaShemashos is a Safek. So wait until Tzeis. That's like a fascinating issue. That what does Safek Lukula mean? Is it really Midinya Hachra? Or does it mean Makom Safek? Lo Tzivu HaChachamim, Lo Gozu Be Rabbanan. What exactly indeed does that mean? So I would tell you, I understand Gimel Lebeis very well according to Rashi. Dover Sheish Matir does not allow you to rely on kulas. You know what the issue is? Who says this is a kul? Bittul, yes. Who says safek? That's the Chiddush de Rav Ashi. Bolom safek. No. Even reliance on a safek. Why would you not avoid a safek if you could? Even when it comes to a Din de Rabbanan. Wow, that's something which is powerful. So I have to see, when is that really true? That reliance on Safek Lakula is a kula, and avoid that kula, if you can, as a Dover Sheish Matir. Wow, that's a pretty heavy issue. Safek Birchasen is Lakula. Am I allowed to eat? Or, no, it's Lakula, don't repeat a bracha, and why in the world would you risk eating without a bracha? What about according to the Ran? According to the Ran, I'll tell you the opposite. The opposite is true. The Gemara and Gimel Beis is great. You just label the Beis as Shnod as the Dover Sheish Matir. Dover Sheish Matir, and if the Sfar is Min Benino, that's only relevant to the world of Bittul. So the Gemara is really stuck, no? The Gemara says, if that's true, how in the world do you explain Sfeik Asura? Because Dover Sheish Matir has no relevance to Sveik Asura. Sveik Asura. Great. So you have to turn everything on its head. Beitza Shreifa, Dover Shem Minyan. You know what the problem is? Now Dalam Alam, Ravashi says, no. Dover Sheish Matir is relevant to the world of Safek. How is it relevant to the world of Safek, according to the Ram? It's Min B'mino. But we're not talking about a Tarubos, no? We're talking about an egg. And I'm not sure whether the egg was born today or born yesterday. Min B'mino. Who cares of Min B'mino? Who cares of it? Clearly that it's relevant to the case of Safek. So what in the world do you do with that? Elamai, maybe Poshub Shah. That's Reb Chaim Ozer and Simon Yud Dalet, Abachiezer. That, well, of course the Maskan of the Ran has to agree to Rashi. Of course the Ran has to agree that there is an operative svara of Ad Shetochlena B'Yisra Tochlena B'Het. And that is certain, that's the Chiddush of Rashi. The Dover Sheish Matir is relevant to Safek. But you don't have to come on to that to explain Dover Sheish Matir regarding Bittul. Because that is Mikra Hadin. That's Mikra. Ooh, they're two moving parts to Dover Sheish Matir. There's the world of Safek and the world of Bittul. And you know what? According to Rashi, yeah, they're all about Talia. The Maskana, they're both a Kula with hesitancy of reliance on a Kula. According to the view of the Ran, not really. Bittul is because of min b'mino. And Safek is true. Safek. For that, you have to come on to Achol Chavis. And maybe once you come on to the Achol Chavis, maybe that's relevant even to the Bittul case as well. The Bittul case as well. It's not only up two independent worlds, Dorish Matirin, and Lo Karav Zelazeh, there are two parallel lines, maybe they cross. In other words, that in Dover Sheish Matirin of Bittul, there are two factors. The Ran, who writes this, Min Mamino, will have to also acknowledge that there's Achot Tachon and Mitzvot Tachon of Enter. And you know what? I'll disagree with the Prima Gun. I'll argue that if you have a Beitza, Shenoda, but it's a Beitza Shtrefa, and all of it now, Nisarva, you know what I'm going to argue? Even the Ran would agree, wait. Because once you extend Dover Sheish Matirin to Safek, it means you have to acknowledge the principle of Asha Tachlan of Isser, Tachlan of Beheter. And if that really is true, if you'll be patient and one Isser will fall away and the other Isser will not, even the Ran will agree. Asha Tachlan of Isser, Tachlan of Beheter. Well, unless one would argue, no, these are two distinct Hagdaros of Adar Sheish Matirin. And the Svar of Asha Tachlan of Isser is only relevant to Safek, and the Min B'mino is only relevant to Bittul, and Lo Karov Zelzeh, in which case one could revoke that Prima Gunin. But that Bechorah would tell you, that clearly is relevant to the Poshub Shatanar Gemara, where the Gemara struggles, and Rav Ashi is Mechadesh, that the Sugi of Dover Sheish Matirin is relevant to Safek, Wow. Take a look at the Achiyaz, very important. No, Simi Yadalid, Ramaskal Vayosir, Gam Haran, Moda, Lisvara, Ta'ad Shetochlenim, Bisir Tochlenavit. That's the quote of the Achiyaz. No, even the Ran agrees to Rashi. Rashi doesn't have to agree with the Ran, but the Ran has to agree to Rashi. No, because the Gemara applies it down, Dalamah, to cases of Safek. Cases of Safek as well. And here I'll tell you this svara also of whether it's Achot Tachlan of Isser, and do we really call Safek Lekula Ahachra or not? That is going to be very relevant to Tosos. The Tosos Dermaskal of Acheros. How do you read this, Bryce? Step one. A Beitza Shenoda Zasura. Good. Step two, Sveika Surah. Good. The Imnis Arva, and if it now becomes, what is it? One or two. Is it referring to a Beitza Shenoda? Or is it referring to a Safek? You know what? You walk into the coop on Yontif, and all of a sudden you see that there's an egg which was laid. It's a suffix because you don't know whether it's late on Yantiv, whether it's late before Yantiv. Okay, you know what? I'm not touching you. You walk back into the coop, you know what? You see that egg's no longer there. It's part of the pile. Wow. A sveika shenis arva. What's that about? Is that what the Braisa says? Sveika asura in the inis arva kuna saras means sveika shenis arva asura. Or does it mean, no, that's avadai koi. Line 3 is going back on line 1. Ooh, that's Tosus, Bishim Rabbi Natan. That the imnis arva is avadai koi. Wow. If you have a beitza shenoda shenis arva, that is asura. But if it's a suffix, that is not true. If it's a suffix, that's not true. Wow. Why is that the case? So the Rashba writes the following. Because according to Meinu Tam, clearly, if it's a Sveika Shenis Arva, all of a sudden that is now a Sveika. No? There are two moving parts. Number one, what is the status of this problematic egg? Sveika. Number two, where is this problematic egg? Who says the egg in question that I take from the pile is the problematic egg? You have one suffix as to its status, another suffix as to its location. Is this the egg in question? According to Ramban, that's a sveik seika. And a sveik sveika is mutter. What's the great chiddush? Even though it's a davar sheish matirin. In davar sheish matirin, I understand sveika asura. But ad kedei kach, a sveik sveika? A sveik sveika? You would say indeed that that's true. So therefore, pshat in braisa is that the beitza, which is vadai nolda, is nisarva, but not sveika, not sveika. And Magid Mishnah writes, this is the sheet of the Rambam as well. Because take a look at the Rambam, Perakala Falachachav, Avochasyantiv, the Rambam writes that, you know what, a beitza shenolda is asura. And the Rambam writes, just as it's osur la'ochla, kachas la'taltala, nisrachila, nisratilto, isulishtamshus. And regarding this egg, what's this egg? A beitza shenolda? Afilo nisarva be'elav kulin asuras. Wow, wow. Ooh, so Magid Mishnah writes the following. When the Rambam writes im nisarva kul asuras, the Rambam only writes this about vadai, not about a case of safek. Because if this would be a case of a safek, that would be a sfek sveka. And a sfek sveka is allowed even in a case of a davar sheish lo matirin. Kach nirami divir Rabbeinu. Ooh, that's the Magid Mishnah. To align the sheet of the Rambam with that of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam. Wow, wow. If you look in the Mordechai disagrees. And ooh, this is the Ran and our sugya. Beis and Beis and Dapir Rifter Maskol Kol. The Mordechai writes, who says that's true? The Ran writes, B'shem Rabbeinu Simcha, that im nisarva be'elav kulan asuros, asfeikakot. Asfeikakot. Wow. Even a beis asafek, which is nisarva. Even that is asa. Why? Because afogav dahavi sveik sveika, even though it is a sveik sveika, it is a sveik sveika. Nonetheless, it's still also. It's a davar sheish matirin. And a davar sheish matirin is also even in the case of a sveik sveika. Wow. So that's a pretty heavy machlokes. The Mordechai against Rabbeinu Tam, the Rambam, the Safek in the Ran, Sarech Iyuna, the Ran writes, I Azlinan Be Lakula Olo. Wow. What exactly is that issue? Oh, we just discussed the following. The whole shock of the Tari of the Gemara is how do you understand Sveik of the Rabbanu Makula? Is that Midini Hachra? Or is that, what do you mean? B'makom Safek? Lo Goz Rabbanan? B'makom Safek? Lo Tzivuba Rabbanan? That's Safek Dron Makula. That's Safek Dron Makula. What in every case is Safek Dron Makula? A person should accommodate every possibility. If Safek indeed is Lakula. If Safek indeed is Lakula. You know, the Rana's father, Psach Mekuches. No? Rav Nachman made a statement about Heseb and Dalakosas. Two yes, two no. And what does the Gemara say? We're not sure what Rav Nachman meant. The first two yes, the last two no, were the reverse. See what the Gemara says? Unusual. Ho v'itmarachi, itmarachi. Since you can say this or say that, I dividi b'yasein. I dividi b'yasein. So you have to do a saber for all four dalakosos. So no, they're right. There. Saf m'kuches. If a saber is only din rabbanan, and safek is the kula, and you have a safek, why in the world does it mean I dividi b'yasein? Why do you have to do a saber for all four? You know, Chinami, you know, the first terrorist that ran is, you're right, this is just like L'Rav Chedah Milsa, L'Rav Chedah Milsa. Like a Chumra Ba'alma. Midaraisa, Midaraisa, no. And then the powerful Chiddush of the Ran, the second terrorist, what does Sveika mean? Don't do a Sefer for the first two, because you should do it for the last two. And don't do it for the last two, because you should do it for the first two. And therefore, don't do it at all. That's definitely wrong. That's definitely wrong. That would be Mama Shatarta Disaster. Person didn't do a Sefer at all. You're going to say, don't worry about it. Because maybe it's the first two, maybe it's the last two. But he didn't do his seva at all. They didn't do a seva at all. Oh, so that's the chiddush. The Ran writes that, what do you mean? You're not going to do a seva at all. You're going to uproot the mitzvah of seva legamre. How in the world? Now I'll ask you the following question. Okay, suffix, I got it. What about sveik? What about sveik? Here, one could argue certainly as follows. No, even if you assume suffik lukula is midinia hachra, doesn't there come some point that you say that, you know what, that don't worry about it? Without hachra. Let's assume you're dealing with a real suffik. You know what I'm going to say? Okay, sometimes the chumra, and sometimes it'll be machriya lukula. But if you can avoid it, avoid it. If something is a sveik, there can't I argue that a sveika certainly is monea the latest asafik. You know what the lumdus of sveika lakula means? Don't be concerned. Not push comes to shove, be maker. Don't be concerned. You have so much coverage. No? In order to go ahead and to argue this is us, sir, you have to combine this with this with that. You know what? That's so remote. For that, I don't have to be concerned. The Gemara says, for example, Rav Meir is Chayish Lemiyut. But the Gemara is clear. If something is so remote, even Rav Meir is not Chayish Lemiyut, no? Even the Deis and Tanayim that are bothered with ignoring a meal, how can you ignore 40%? Right? A fraction of a percent. Mamash, something which is so amiyut she'ino matzui, that also you have to be concerned about. So the chiddush I would tell you of Rabbi Nutam is exactly this point. That if something indeed is considered to be a sveik, you know what? That the sveik is monea, the latest asafik. And therefore, that is lakula. Even a Dorash Eish Matirin. Wow. For example, 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, whether if you have something which is a sveik sveika, what about Tzorek Levarir? Tzorek Levarir. How far do I have to go in order to investigate that which is a sveik sveika? If something maybe is a single suffix, Tzorek Levarir. If something is a sveik sveika, who says that's true? Oh, that's your day of sin and kufiyud. Is birur necessary in a sveik sveika? Or could I argue, you know, a sveik sveika, you've gotten to the point that the Torah says you can assume that this is the reality. You don't have to worry about the one out of a million. In which case, that way the mutter, even in a case of a davrish eish matir. So one could argue, look, if sveik sveika lekula is midinei hachra, maybe I'll argue the following. The Rashi Svar could still apply. If it's a kula, why rely on the kula? Why rely on the klal of sveik sveik of the kula? If you're going to tell me, no, that a sveik sveik is monea, the latest asafik, al pidin, I can assume that this is what happened. I can ignore that extremely remote possibility because I have multiple coverage. What in the world is the chance that this beitza that I am eating now is asura? I don't even know if there is ever a problem. Because maybe it was born before Yantiv. And certainly not that this is the beitza in question. In order to say that I'm encroaching on Isser, you have to create that reality that this is the beitza in question that was known on Yantiv. Don't worry about it. No? Tension free. In such a case, the Chiddush Rabbi Natan. Okay. The Rashi says that. Maybe that's not true. Maybe one could argue that, you know what? A beitza suffix shenis arvis asura. Rabbi Nosimcha. A beitza which is a suffix shenis arvis asura. Oh, so that means the cloud. That sveik sveika is us in a davar sheish matir. You ready for this? No. No. Maybe I'll tell you the following. Who says this is a sig-sig? Who says this is a sig-sig altogether? The whole assumption up until now, it's Mefurash Mordechai. This is a sig-sig. Havi sig-sig, but Mishum, the Dorash Yesh Matir, and therefore it's Asa. Maybe one could argue as follows, if this really was a sig-sig, you know what, I would agree to Minotah. We're good to go. But who says this is a sig-sig? Who says this is a sig-sig? Why should this not be a sig-sig? What do you mean? Ooh, so the Chiddush of the Rashba. Because what are the sveikos here? How similar, how parallel are these sveikos? These are two very different types of sveikos entirely. One is a safek, safek echad begufo, and the other is safek echad betaruvos. Those are very different types of safek, different types of sveikos. Who says that they combine? Who says that they combine? Is that so obvious? Let's assume, for example, you know what? I have a basin, and it gets thrown into the bucket. You know what? The bucket has 100 eggs in it. Okay, fine. I take one egg out of that bucket, and I throw it into another pot. You know what? That all of a sudden is magnified incrementally, no? You know, like that. Whoa, no? That's a double safek. Shtei taruvos. A went into B, and from B went into C. They're both commensurate sveikos. It's a safek b'taruvos. But you know, there are different stages of the taruvos. There is taruvos B, there's taruvos C. That's a sveik sveika. Here the Rashba writes the following. You're dealing with two questions that don't blend, they don't merge. Safek echa begufo, safek echa betaruvos, and in such a case, there's no tziruv. So I would be willing to acknowledge that a sfeik sfeika is mutter in a Dorash Yesh L'Matir. So if the case was that this egg became mixed in pile B, and an egg from pile B became mixed in pile C, I'll tell you that's mutter. Because a sfeik sfeika is mutter in a Dorash Yesh L'Matir. But I'm going to tell you this is not a good example, because there's no tziruv for those two sveikos. Safek echa begufo, safek echa betaruvos. Why is there no tziruv? Why is there no tziruv? Why is that true? So here I'll tell you, not so obvious. Take a look at the Tosus Rabbeinu Peretz, the Ramaskol Seika, here on Ardav. Rabbeinu Peretz writes the following question. Ooh. You know when you say something is a sfeik sfeika? You ready for this? The kulo sfeik sfeika havi, two critical words. No, michad gavna, chav gadna. Sfeikos only combine if they're comparable sfeikos. Chad gavna. It's the same sug sfeik. For example, the taruva of ruba beruba, pile A to pile B. But if you have a sefek echa begufo, sefek echa betarus, there's no tziru. Abalacha, lo havi sfeik sfeika, micha gavna. Wow. So Rabbeinu Peretz writes this split. I'm willing to grant a sfeik sfeika is usr in Dorash Yesh L'Matir, or a sfeik sfeika would be mutr in Dorash Yesh L'Matir. But this is not a sfeik sfeika. There's no combination. Wow. That's a heavy possibility. But what's another possibility? See here, take a look at the Ra'ah in the Perek HaBayis. It's found in Bayis Revi Shar Sheni, where the Ra'ah quotes Rabbi Yitzchak Azaki, the Ri Azaki. But if you have a sefegecha begufa, sefegecha betaruvos, it's forbidden. I don't call that a tzitzik. I don't call it a tzitzik. Why not? They don't combine. They don't combine. Why don't they combine? Why don't they combine? But in appearance, because they're not comparable sfeikos. No, there are other riyazaken. That's not. The riyazaken writes the phone. Ksuvas daf beis. You have an Eishes Yisrael that gets married. And all of a sudden there is a Tainas Besulin. Tainas Besulin. She was not a Besulin. Does that mean she's a Sroh Habal? The Gemara is clear. Now, Daf Beis, Daf Tes. In a typical case of an Eishes Yisrael, an older woman, now, that marries a Yisrael, it's a Sfeik Sfeika. Good, she's not a Besula. But Safik Tachta, Safik Lain Tachta. Who says that this happened after she was married, in which case she's an Eishes Yisrael Insa? Maybe it happened before she was married. Okay. Number two, who says that she was a willing participant? Maybe it was Ba'ones. Maybe it wasn't Baratzam. There are two moving parts. Tachtav, Ein Tachtav, Ones and Ratzam. That's a Sveik Sveika. So she is not a Sur Labao. If this would be an Eishes Kohen, where Ones and Ratzam is irrelevant, okay. But with an Eishes Yisrael. So therefore, Tachtav, Ein Tachtav. Ones, Ratzam. That is a fake sake. So the Riyaz Zaken writes the following chiddush. So we'll have to continue with now. There also, it's not two taruvos. It's factor A and factor B. It's not one suffix that's built on the second suffix. But you ready for the Riyaz Zaken? Unbelievable. The fake sake is chal bevasachas. All of a sudden, right now, the husband realizes she's not a basula. Right here and now, freeze. There are multiple factors. How did this happen? When did it happen? Before Erisin, after Erisin? Ba'onis uberatzim. There are multiple factors, but they're chal b'vasachas. Let's say you have a safek echad b'gufo secher b'teruvos. You know what? You have a case of a safek. Is this mukzer, is it not? I walk in the hand, I see there's an egg which is here. I don't know whether it was late today, mukta, late yesterday is fine. Okay. I walk in the barn an hour later, I see this egg is now in a bucket. The two sekos are chal b'vasachas. There was suffix A and later suffix B. So you know what? Ooh, they're all right. Name the rihazoke. Kvar asrasa. You know why there's no tziruv? Because the first suffix was already resolved. A suffix, Darash Yesh Matir, L'chomra, done. All of a sudden now, an hour later, there's a new suffix. History. Wow. Whereas Reino Peretz writes, he can't compare a suffix, Echad Gufon to Rubos, because they're incomparable seikos. The Miyazakian writes, no, timing is critical. Typically, in a suffix, Echad Gufon to Rubos, there was Echad Zeh. In a typical case of a seika, that's not true. Whoa, that we'll have to discuss now. Those are two very different ways of understanding why indeed one could label certain cases yes and no. The timing of the issue or the nature of the subject in and of itself. Okay, we'll see. Nafkaminas, no? I'll have to pick up.